Praise the Lord. Amen. This is First Sunday. Amen. Open up your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. Amen. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. We are going to talk about today the love, the Lord's Supper. Amen. Hallelujah. The first Corinthians, the 11th chapter and the 23rd verse. Amen. 11 and 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine, somebody say examine.
Examine.
Say it again, examine.
Examine
himself. So let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Amen. Somebody give God some praise. The word of the Lord says, for I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. The word betrayed means delivered. He had been delivered. But look at this. Look how important it is about this supper and about us being partakers of who he is and what he represents. Even though he was betrayed, it didn't change his commitment to the Father. How many hear that? It says the same night in which he was betrayed, he did what? He took the bread. Meaning that regardless of what was going on in his life, his commitment to God was still intact. He didn't let what Judas did separate him from his commitment. You cannot allow your circumstances to separate you from your commitment to God. You cannot allow your feelings or your emotions to separate you from your commitment to God. You cannot let your financial difficulties or your problems you're having in your home separate you from your commitment to God. Because that commitment that you made to God is your covenant with God. That commitment you made to God is the blood that you sowed into God, saying, Lord, here is my blood. I give it unto thee. Just like you drink of the Lord's blood, he takes of your blood also, because it speaks of commitment and covenant relationship. We have failed to realize that our commitment to God speaks of our covenant that we have made with him. Our commitment to God speaks of us letting our blood mingle with his blood and his blood mingling with our blood, so that they are not twain, but they become one blood and we become one person and he is one head. Why? Because of the covenant that we made with him, because of commitment. We allow circumstances to dictate to us how we praise God. We let our problems tell us when we go to church. We let our circumstances tell us how we worship God or when we should study. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. What is the love of God? When you do that which is right in the eyes of God, which is to do what? Study to show yourself approved. Pray without ceasing. Fast to bring your flesh under subjection and meditate upon the word of God daily. That's part of your commitment. If you commit yourself to these things, everything else will fall into line. What is everything else? the love of God, the peace of God, the joy of God, the long-suffering of God, the faith, the goodness. When you love your brother as you love yourself, when you pray for those that despitefully use you, this is what commitment is all about. That's what Jesus was trying to get them to understand when he was sitting down having this supper with them. I'm sure all those that were with him were kind of teed off, because they knew about Judas that he was betrayed. But nevertheless, it didn't bother Jesus, because he knew he had a commitment with the Father, and the only thing that concerned him was his commitment. Amen. Amen. The same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he had the ability to give thanks for that which God had gave him in spite of his circumstances. How many in here can still praise God in spite of your circumstances? How many still give the Lord the worship and the glory that he needs, because in spite of what you're going through, and in spite of how you feel, and in spite of what you've been talked about, or in spite of how you thought about, or in spite of what people think about you, you can still give God praise, because it don't change God from being God. He is who he is, and that don't change. Jesus had given thanks, and he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." Oh my God, what was he telling them? Just like I am being betrayed, you will be betrayed. But when you are betrayed, do not forget your commitment to the kingdom of God. Don't forget your commitment. This is all about commitment. You have committed yourself to the kingdom of God. You didn't commit yourself to me. You didn't commit yourself to Pastor Hart or Sister Hart. You committed yourself to God. Therefore, you do things as unto the Lord, because you have committed yourself to God. If I had committed myself to man, I'd have been gone years ago. How many hear me today? Jesus was telling him, you have committed yourself to God. When you eat of this bread, when you take of me, when you become partaker with me, is what he was saying. When you eat of this bread, meaning that you become partaker with me, you become one with me. That means you let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. You lay down your life just like I'm laying down my life. You commit yourself to the kingdom of God. Well, we think about the kingdom of God, we want to think about heaven, and we think about things all around, but you are the kingdom of God. Amen. When you had given, he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken." Somebody say broken. Broken. What is it? The being broken means that he had been delivered, he had been talked about, and the broken part has to deal with, he's already looking into the future about being hung on the cross. Can you imagine sitting there telling him to take, eat, be a part of my body, knowing that he's got to sacrifice his life for a bunch of heathens that could care less about him? It's quiet in this house today. Hallelujah. He said, "Do this in what? In remembrance of me." If we will remember why we sacrifice our lives, if we will remember why we are where we are, if we will remember why God saved us and delivered us, we wouldn't do so many things that we do. We spend less time judging folks, ridiculing folks, talking about folks, agitating folks, because we understand that we're doing this in remembrance of, what did he say? He said, love. Be kind, be gentle, be caring, have compassion, show joy, be friendly. Ugh. Y'all making it sound like I'm cursing at y'all. Oh my God. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament." Not that he's telling the Old Testament that it's no good. What he's saying is, now that I am the New Testament, that which was old is now joined with the new. Now, not only are you going to be living off to the everlasting God, but the everlasting gospel now joins in with the new gospel, whereas we have now become one. What Jesus did was take the Old Testament, bring it into the New Testament, and make it one with him. Because you have to remember, he had already been traveling all the way from Genesis to Malachi, all the way anyway. Now he just made it one. This is the New Testament in my blood. What does he say? We know that the Bible says they overcame by the and by the. But first, the blood of the. What blood? The blood that's flowing through your veins. You have the ability to overcome. Why? What is the blood? The blood is the word of God. The blood that he's talking about, take this drink, this blood. This is my blood that you take. When you take of this blood and you eat of this bread, remember me. Why? You remember not only the covenant that you have with God, but you remember the commitment that you have with him. A lot of folks not remembering their commitment. A lot of folks not remembering the covenant that they've made with God. You better remember. He said, for as often as you eat this bread or become a part of it and drink this cup, you do what? Show, proclaim or the Lord's death. It's important that we understand. Remember, we're talking about commitment. You know, he's saying after you've eaten this bread, after you become a part of me, when you ask Jesus into your life as your personal Savior, you became a part of him. You took unto yourself the bread of life. Once you took yourself the bread of life, then you asked to be filled with the Spirit of God. Then you took unto yourself the blood of the Lamb. You took the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Now here you are, filled with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, and you've got the bread of life living in you. It says, drink of this cup, but that means that you got to show the Lord's death. What is his death? His life, not the way he died. Folks running around here carrying these big old crosses don't mean nothing. All you're doing is carrying a big old piece of wood. Your cross is in your heart and in your spirit. He said, you shall show the Lord's death. That means you proclaim or you manifest the Lord's life. What is when you've taken of the bread, which is his body, and you've taken of the cup, which is his blood. Now, if you allow the two of them to mingle and to become one with you, you'll do this. Jesus said, when you see me, when you see the Father, you see. Why? Because you can't separate me from my Father, and my Father will never be separated from me. Why? Because of the blood and because of the bread. Well, if you've taken of that bread and you've drank of that cup, you can never be separated from the Father because the Father will never leave the Son. But you've got to remember, there are some commitments that you have to make to God, some rules that you have to make unto yourself, that you will serve God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, and with all of your spirit. Regardless of your trial, you will give him praise, you will give him honor, you will show him the glory that he needs to show. Regardless of what comes your way, you remember that God brought you out, and if he brought you out, he can take you in. You remember it was God that healed your body. You remember it was God that delivered you. You remember it was God that blessed you. You remember it was God that gave you peace when you had no peace. You remember that God supplied your joy when you had no joy. Why? Because you took of that bread, and you took of that wine, and you remember the blood, and you say, now, Father, I come unto you who is my help, and I've taken of your body. I'm a part of you. I'm one with you, the one mind and the one accord. Now, Father, because of this, now I expect some things from you. I expect miracles. I expect deliverance. I expect healing. I expect the ways of God. I expect the blessings. You have done this. Now you got to show for the Lord's death. How do you show the Lord's death? When they spat upon him, he made not an accusation. When they beat him, he made not an accusation. When they stoned him, he made not an accusation. When they stuck the crown upon his head with the thorns that were maybe 2.5 inches thick, he made not an accusation. Why? Because he suffered even unto death, even the second death, to show forth the very power and the mercy of God. Don't you know who you are in God? God called you. God moved and transformed you. God changed you. God renewed you. God made you. And he's totally doing a work in your life. So whatever you was going through, God is making you, informing you, so you can be ready for this end day. Oh my God. You got to show. You got to manifest. You got to manifest the nature and the character of the life of God. That's what he's talking about. Manifesting his nature and manifesting his character. That's why Jesus said that. When you see me, you see the character of the Father. And when you see the Father, you see the character, my character in him. You can't separate the nature and the character of God. Why? God predestinated that he have a body of believers just like his firstborn. You were predestinated, called out, chosen before the world began to show forth the very power, the goodness, and the glory of God. The nature and the character of a king. You not some little wimp, but you a king kid. You more than that. You a king in yourself. Hallelujah. You a queen in yourself because God chose you. God called you. God placed you where you were, and God's going to raise you up. But you got to stand fast. You got to not be moved. You got to hold fast your profession of faith, and you got to know that whatever God promised you, he is more than able to bring it back. But you got to remember that you took of that bread and that you drank of that cup, and you committed yourself to God. You committed yourself to the word. You committed yourself to your anointing. Now you got to stand in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because see, there always comes some, there comes things with whatever God you ask God for. We expect to get the blessings of God without trouble. Father, I want to be blessed, but I don't want no trouble. Well, I'm probably pretty much sure that the trouble is going to come first. Trouble is going to always come first. Because if you don't make it through the trouble, then you don't receive the blessing. We talk about Jesus going up into the wilderness. He didn't go on his own. It said the Spirit led him up there. The Spirit led him up there to be tempted of Satan 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't just decide he wanted to go, but God led him. Why? Because just like he was tested, if he couldn't have passed his test, there would be no way you could pass yours. That's why we have not a high priest who was tempted just like you are in all points, but with not without sin. He didn't allow the old nature to overcome him and overwhelm him to the point where his circumstances prevented him from committing himself to God. Oh, somebody don't like this commitment talk. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily. Is that what it says? Unworthily. Shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. So you ain't got to worry about what other people think. God got you. Huh? I'm a child of God. We get up and make that testimony. I'm a child of God. I've been called by God, anointed by God. My God, predestinated by God. And ain't got nothing. Don't know what love is, don't know what goodness is, and don't know what the truth is, and don't walk in compassion. But yet we call ourselves the sons of God. That's taking it unworthy. That means that you running around here with your shouting, your tongues, and your screaming unworthily because you ain't doing what God called you to do. You got to show forth the goodness of God. You got to show the mercy of God. You got to show the mercy and compassion of God. You got to show the faith of God. You got to show forth the peace of God. If you're not doing none of these things, then you are serving God unworthily. All you are is a piece of bread and a big old cup of nothing. Oh, Lord, 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 Lord. He said, the Lord unworthily shall be guilty or bound by. You're going to be bound by your own flesh. If you drink of the blood and eat of the bread and don't do and show forth the life of the Lord, then you are bound by your own flesh. You ain't got to worry about the devil binding. You already bound. Because you living a lie. Lord, have mercy. God is looking for some folks that will not be bound by their own flesh, but realize that the blood and the blood and the cup of the blood and the bread is the very sacrifice that you made to have the blessings of God in your life. How can you seek God without covenant relationship? How can you know God without covenant relationship? How can you talk to God without covenant relationship? How can you expect God to bless you without covenant relationship? All you're doing is expecting a miss. Amen. Covenant relationship means that you got to sacrifice something, and that's your life. When Jesus said, when you take of this bread and drink of this cup, you do show the Lord's body, it means it's just time for sacrifice. We all want to be blessed. We want to be anointed. We want financial everything. But we don't want to sacrifice. Sometimes they turn your lights off, baby. It's a sacrifice. When you have to believe God. Or they come, you look up, get out in the morning to go start your car, and that bad boy gone. It ain't because it's been repossessed either. That somebody else decided they needed it more than you did. It tries your faith. That's when they find out whether or not you were part of the body and you were part of the drink. We was laughing the other day, Wednesday morning, about how you find out what's in a man, let walk through the middle of the night and hit your foot on something. I got news for you. Whatever's in you, gonna come out. And most likely, it ain't gonna be the bread and the blood. Not unless that's what you've been practicing. If you've been practicing covenant relationship with God, then it don't matter what happened to you. It don't matter what come your way. It don't matter what afflict you. Ain't nothing coming up out of you but the bread and the blood, the word, the nature, and the character of God. That's why God called us and chose us for this hour, so that we can show forth the power of God, so that we can show forth the kingdom of God. We are what he called us to be. Can't nobody change you. Can't nobody transform you but the spirit of the living God. You might as well wake up and smell the coffee. God is taking you someplace, but you got to be prepared to go. I got to carry and close this. But remember, it says, now this is the part that we get in, that we don't want to get into. Is it up there? Where it happened to it? It died on me. I got to the place that I got forward to looking at that. But let a man examine himself. Let a man examine himself. Try or test himself. If you spent 90% of your time trying and testing yourself, you wouldn't be all in Brother Russell's business. But because you only spend 10% of your time trying and testing yourself, you got 90% time to be in his business. As long as you're trying yourself, you don't have time to try nobody else. Because you're too busy finding stuff in your own life that you're asking God to clean up. Now, if you're one of them people that's perfect, and you don't have no problems, you don't never get mad, you don't never get discouraged, you never downtrodden, you never sad, you never feel broken, then I want to meet you. Because you are a lot closer to God than I am. Because I get mad and kick a shoebox. Get mad and throw an orange across the room. Because I realize that I'm in a battle, Sister Lucy, that my flesh is warring against my spirit, and my spirit is warring against my flesh. And whichever one I yield myself to, that's the one that's going to have supremacy in my life. So if you take the bread, and you take the blood, and you allow it to manifest itself in your life, when it comes time, you might not throw that orange. You might not kick that cat. You might not throw the dog outside. Because there's something in you that's ruling you. Something more powerful than you are that's ruling you. Something more powerful than you are that's coding you. Something more powerful than you are that's leading you and guiding you down the pathway of righteousness. We're looking and we're seeking for the things of God. I've got news for you. You may seek all your life and never find it, but as long as you seek it, you'll get closer and closer to it. But you got to examine yourself. That means to check yourself out. Check out your heart with your stethoscope. Check out your mind. Check out your flesh. Check out your inward being. Find out if you be pleasing to God. If you check yourself, you will find out that you have less time to be checking on other people. I have absolutely no time, Mother Grundy, to be checking on nobody. Nobody. Because every time I look in the mirror, sis, I see something that's got to be changed. Every time I open my mouth, I hear something that's got to be changed. Every time I get a thought, I hear something in my mind that's got to be transformed, that's got to be cast down. So all this time I'm worried about me, I'm not worried about you. We pray one for another, we pray one for the other. That don't mean we meddle one for the other. You examine yourself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup, weighing his life against the word of God. You have to weigh your life against the word of God. And baby, please. I guarantee you, if you match your life up against the word of God, you will find out there's some place you got to go. There's some things you got to change. There's some mindsets that's got to be transformed. Put yourself up against the word. Because see, there's a payment. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, because he has not discerned the Lord's body. Take means to be a part of or in association with. Discern means to discriminate. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not knowing or discriminating the Lord's body. You know who the Lord's body is? You and 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 you. Everybody in here is a part of the Lord's body. That's why the Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. Because everybody in here is a part of the Lord's body. And when you touch one of these, you have touched God. Because you have not discerned that they are just as much a part of the Lord's body as you are. They are just as important as you are. So what, they slip, they're still important. So what, they stumble, they're still important. Folks have not discerned because we're haughty, snotty nose, and lifted. But the word of God said, but for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, folks think that means that many die, but that means many, many of them fell asleep. Not naturally, but spiritually. Folks sitting right up in the house of God, sleep. What do you mean, Brother Dennis? Hearing the word, but not hearing the word. Because if you hear it and don't do it, then you actually didn't hear it. Why? Because we haven't discerned that when we afflict one another, we afflict each other. We afflict the Lord. You afflict the Lord's body. When you touch one another, you touch the Lord. When you accuse one another, you accuse the Lord. When you hurt one another, you hurt the Lord. So if you want to protect Jesus, you better start protecting each other. Why do you think the word of God says hell is enlarging itself? Because hell was never meant for us. But because we spend so much time in each other's business and harassing each other, it's then had to enlarge itself for us. Because when Jesus comes back, he's coming looking for a church. It says spot without spot and wrinkle. It don't mean that you're perfect, but it means that you look like him. You have the same nature, the same character him, despite your faults. Because he's looking at the heart and not at your arms. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be. Hallelujah. So spend a little bit more time judging yourself, and you don't have to worry about how much God's going to judge you. That don't mean that you're going to be judged by your peers, but that means you're going to be judged by God. And it ain't going to be when you get to heaven either. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if you got all, you putting all your effort into judging, all God's effort going to go back into judging you. Hallelujah. Everybody stand. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on and give me some praise. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have got to discern that we are the Lord's body. And how you treat each other is how you can expect God to treat you. And that's the gospel truth.